Hello and thanks for joining me for another episode of Leadership Bits, where every bit counts. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Consultant. And on this very second episode, I'd like to talk about my quick health assessment. I get to work with quite a bit of organizations every year, and it just so happens that I have to get the ropes quick and understand what's going on. I have a little toolbox of the things that I ask and poke around in order to see and understand and to get a quick, you know, feeling about the way the organization is and how healthy it is. And I decided today to share some of it. Now, some of these might tick you off, and if they do, then I'm doing my work properly because it's intended to. If I would just come over and look at every organization and say, oh my God, great, everything is just fine and dandy over here, then I'm not really going to help them, am I? So here are the things. First of all, I take a quick assessment of the process. And too often nowadays, organizations don't have a real process. They might have something specifically for the way they do their iterations. Like they know they have a sprint review or sprint planning or stuff like that. But what about the other processes? For example, do you have one-on-ones? How often is it on the schedule? Do they move often or not? Are one-on-ones done across the whole organization or just left to managers that decide they want to do it? Do you do one-on-ones as the CDO or VP? How often do you talk to your boss and your direct subordinates in order to make sure that everything is in sync? And in order to make sure that you're providing each other with feedback and making sure that everyone is appraised of what they need to be aware of. Another thing that I really like to ask, even though people don't usually like answering, is asking about the turnover in the last 3 and 12 months. By understanding the trends of how many people are leaving your organization, I'm not talking about hiring, I'm talking about people actually leaving, I can get a sense, an indicator, if there's some bad trend going on. For example, I don't care how good of a reason you've got. If 10% of organization are leaving you in 1 month, all right, and I don't care about the reasons, you're going to have a bad time. If you were aware of it ahead of time, then you should have already a contingency plan in order to make sure that it's not going to cause a rush and having way more people leaving, and it's something that you need to make sure that's not going to hurt your ongoing projects. Now, having 10% of your workforce leave is a big hit, and I've heard VPs say, yeah, it's going to be all right, we don't really have a problem. I'm not sure I'm going to agree. Next is a quick recap of the organization chart, which I always say is something I like to debug and see if there's any, you know, patches in the org chart that helps me realize if there's something bad going on. And a quick assessment and overview of the teams and making sure that there's no one manager that's leading a monster team. I found that teams of 5 or 6 are ideal, and anything bigger than that usually means that the manager isn't going to be managing that well and basically not leading. They will be doing, I don't know, day-to-day stuff instead. Next is checking up, if I can, about what people are saying outside. Are people recommending that place? What are people that left recently saying? Stuff like that. I want to get, you know, the word in the streets about the company whenever I can, because that really helps. Because sometimes there are things that you're not going to hear inside the office, no matter who you're going to talk to. Next, there are the priorities and vision. Do you even have them? Are they feasible? Are they written down anywhere? Are they measurable? Will you be able to know that you've hit them? And is the team even aware of it? Did they just sit on a slide 6 months ago and just that's it? Do new hires hear about it? Do people actually care about them? Are people connected to them? And if you don't even have any, then again, you're not leading, you're managing, you're, I don't know what, you're a babysitter for a bunch of developers, but you're not a leader. Seniority check, this is something I have an article posted about, saying not every senior is created equal. I like to see what are the titles in the company, what are the people's experience, split them into cohorts to understand How's the structure? Do you have a big majority of juniors, or is it the expected bell curve where the majority are okay and you have some senior and upper and some juniors, etc.? I try to understand whether that those titles you've got for people are actually making sense and realistic, because I've seen too many seniors, staffs, whatever, who are not actually doing senior work. They're just people that have a lot of experience, all right? They've done a lot of work in the past, but if they're not acting as seniors, they're just higher paid developers. And lastly, something people, I think, really don't like is that I poke around in the calendars of the executive and their teams and seeing what are they spending or wasting the time on. If I see that the executives and the managers basically have no free time to think and they're just rushing from one meeting to the next, I know, again, that there's no leading. If you go and listen to the previous episode about exercising your leadership muscle, I always have this exercise of making sure that the calendar isn't full to the brim. You need to make sure that you've got slack time to handle things that crop up. You need to make sure that you've got time to think. And you need to make sure that you've got time to do something that's, you know, this is a term from the 70s, I think, management by walking around. You can't be in a different conference room every hour. You have to be in the office. You have to see the people doing things. You have to be able to participate. And you have to be available for things just crop up. Otherwise, I don't care what open door policy you claim to have. No one's going to be knocking or going through that door. You need to make sure that you've got a time and that you're there. They don't have to go and look for you. Taking all of this in, I usually get a good feeling. Now, I have a few more things that I think that I believe are less politically correct, so I'm not sure I'm going to go into them right now. I'll be very happy to hear your thoughts about this. You can reply and find my email on the show notes. And if you're liking this, I may share the other stuff. But basically, what I stress here is that you can very easily get the lay of the land if you want to. And I do that, again, as an external consultant. But I am always surprised when someone, for example, takes a new job as a vice president or a CTO at a company that's been running and doesn't have this information prior. I think this is something very basic, and it helps you assess the situation and understand what are the fires that you need to put out immediately, and helps you put down and lay out the plans and vision that you should be having. All right, hope you've enjoyed this leadership bit. Let me know what you're thinking. Please subscribe if you haven't done so already, and talk to you soon.